Some of our high priority goals were in areas such as hiring reform, telework, security clearance reform, wellness, and retirement claims processing.
Now, that hiring reform idea was really a big one because I know John Barry, the director, made a big issue of finally attacking that whole problem of how long it takes to hire federal employees, and you made progress there.
Yeah, we did, and I think it's one of those areas where, as with many things we do at OPM, we work with other federal agencies to improve performance across the government. And so that makes it an inherently complex task because we have a number of agencies to work with, but we had a real high level of cooperation, and we made improvements in terms of the time to hire and the satisfaction that managers and applicants had with the process. So we were pleased by that.
I mean, there was measurable results in the average across the government. You got within the goal of some reasonable time, correct?
That's correct. And we're continuing to work with that and refine it as we go forward, because one of the things we learned from that is that each agency is slightly different and they need to incorporate strategies that address their unique situations for the people that they're hiring. But overall, we lowered the time to hire and we improved satisfaction in that area. And we'll continue to work on that with agencies.
Now, another issue that affects everybody, not just OPM itself, is the telework topic. And that seems to be much more of a sticky wicket. Tell us what happened with telework over the past year.
Telework is actually an area that we're proud of the achievements. One of the things that we did was work with each of the agencies to expand their capacity to allow employees to telework. Teleworking is a change in culture. It requires training, it requires education, it requires that agencies coordinate their strategies, and so it's not something that necessarily happens overnight. We were pleased that a number of agencies have improved the number of employees that are eligible to telework and have telework agreements. OPM, for example, has over 70% of its employees teleworked at some point in time in the last year, and we were among about 15 agencies that had that high level of teleworking. So it's something that we're working with each of the agencies on, and each manager and supervisor needs to develop a strategy for it.
Where does your report go? I mean, who do you submit it to? Is it to the Office of Management and Budget?
Office of Management and Budget. It also goes to the Hill. It's part of our budget package each year that we put together.
And who decides on what the goals will be?
Yeah, we do it collaboratively. We, for example, in this last year, we had a meeting of all our senior team, and we went through our previous goals. We looked 3 to 5 years ahead of where we want to be as an agency, and the director's style is to work collaboratively with the senior management, and so that's the way we developed those goals, and obviously talked with others, external parties, external stakeholders, to get a sense of where they see OPM going.
We are speaking with John Foley, the Director of Planning and Policy Analysis at OPM. So once the report is out, what happens next?
This report covers fiscal 2011. Starting fiscal 2012, we actually have a new set of high priority goals. We've started afresh in October with a new set of priority goals that we're working toward. We also have an ongoing set of strategic goals that we monitor. So we kind of work on two levels with the goals that we have.
And what are the top two, say, strategic goals that are ongoing that transcend all these every 2 year reports?
There are a number that go to the core agency mission. So, for example, one of our key responsibilities is processing security clearances and keeping that process moving and keeping under the goals that we've set. And that, again, it features as one of our key goals, and we'll be looking to do that. We also are focusing on hiring reform, but sort of taking it to a new level. So looking at core competencies and mission-critical occupations that agencies have and that are cross government, and making sure that we're able to recruit and retain people in those mission-critical occupations. And we're going through a process now with each agency identifying its mission-critical occupations, and we'll be monitoring that over the next period of time as sort of an evolution of our hiring reform process.
Now, recently, the director stuck his neck pretty far out in front of Congress, saying that he would get people and process focused on the retirement claims processing problem. Is there any early progress on that, and is that going to stay one of the strategic goals for the next round?
Yes, retirement claims processing is one of our key goals, and so what the director said publicly and what we're working towards is reducing the claims processing time to 60 days by July of 2013. And so we have an 18-month timeline to get to that end point. We're 2 months into it, and we're slightly ahead of schedule in terms of the reducing the backlog and the inventory of claims to be processed, and we're on track to achieve that goal of processing claims within 60 days.
Now, it's being done manually, kind of the brute force method, by getting experts in large numbers or larger numbers to process those. But somewhere down the line, you still have the distant goal of making that technologically enabled. Any progress or any thought of that right now, what direction that might take?
Yeah, I mean, just to comment on the brute force method, as you put it, I mean, we are actually adding very skilled people to the team and expanding their numbers. We're also changing the way we process claims, so trying to work smarter. So we have a Navy Six Sigma team that has been helping us improve our processes and apply the latest process improvement technology there. So there is some, even though it's a manual process, we've improved how we're doing that. With regard to the technology, we are looking at interim efforts to improve the process. So rather than a one large IT endeavor, what we're looking at is breaking down the process, the claims processing, into certain steps and what steps are most amenable to adding information technology and then approaching it in that way rather than sort of a big bang approach. One of the things we're looking at very much in the near term is online applications. So that's something we're working closely with agencies. Obviously, if we receive completed applications to our claims processing in a timely way, and they're complete, there's less work that we have to do with them, and so that's really one of our initial goals, is to see how much of that process can be automated, the receipt of the claims from agencies. So.